writers, but particularly in the appellate context, your writing matters. And so what I have today is some material that I hope will be useful. I am worried that it is going to be dry. I'll try to spice it up here and there when I can. But I think it contains stuff that you should know if you plan to have a high writing IQ. And I think if you're an appellate lawyer, you should have a high writing IQ. Some of this stuff is going to help you improve persuasion and concision in your sentences, but a lot of it is just stuff that I think you should know. So let me get started. These are the things I'm going to talk about today. Terms to know, increase your vocabulary. So let's start with this one. What's a good average sentence length for legal writing? Have you ever thought about that? I spoke at a seminar at which I asked the question, and a lawyer raised his hand, and I said, I think a good average number of words per sentence is 7. And I said, average? Right, for every sentence of 10 words, you got to have a sentence of 4 words to balance that out. Let's be realistic. This is what the experts think. They tend to come into the low 20s. Okay, so I'm going to pause right here because I can immediately see that when my PowerPoint got sent from my office to UTCLE, bullets were added. All right, that's probably not going to matter, is it? So if you have an average sentence length of around 20, I think that's outstanding. And that's what the experts would suggest. How do you know? Do you see my point about the bullets? How do you know your average words per sentence? Microsoft Word can tell you. You go to File, Options, Proofing, and then go to the little thing that says when correcting spelling and grammar in Word, and then you have to check the box that says Show Readability Statistics. I have it checked on my computer at all times. I'm just interested in that kind of stuff. But by default, it won't let you check that box unless you also check the box that says Check Grammar with Spelling.